This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the president's big promises while he was running and winning was that he was going to bring back manufacturing jobs into this economy. He is still promising, saying not too long ago that the GOP's tax overhaul plan is going to, in his words, lead to the rebirth of American industry. Just so happens we know a guy or two in American industry. Here's one of them. Scott Slauson is the president of Local 506 of the United Electrical, Radio, and Machine Workers Union of America out of Erie, Pennsylvania. We had him on our live show from Erie the day before Inauguration Day. We've talked to him once or twice since then. Scott, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Give me a sense, would you, first of all, of, I guess, the economic mood in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Well, I mean, there's some optimism. We've got some new programs starting up here called Up for the Jobs, and we're hoping to attract some manufacturing from the standpoint of dealing with General Electric. Not so good. We're transferring a lot more work out of our facility up here down to the Fort Worth facility, so that's not good.
Do you look at the things that are coming out of Washington, things like tax reform and the president's thoughts on manufacturing? Do you look at that and have hope, I guess?
Not really. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, the president came here, made some specific promises to this area, and, you know, one of them revolved around locomotive manufacturing,
yep.
And what we see here is, you know, what, 9-10 months later, we see more of our work being transferred out of here. So end of an era is what they're calling it.
So I'll tell you what, when we were in Erie in January and we had you on the live show and then we talked to you again in February, you basically said you weren't expecting anything out of this president. And it sounds like your expectations are being met.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we've been on the trek that we're on, you know, from an economic standpoint since the early mid-70s. And I think that, you know, there's not going to be any one person that turns this thing around. But on the flip side, too, you know, you have to, from a community standpoint, you have to fight for your own. I mean, as a state, as a community, I think that, you know, our leaders here, they need to work, you know, harder towards accomplishing, you know, some of the goals that we've set forth for them. You know, so I don't expect a whole lot out of Washington. And so far, that's what we've seen.
Let's look ahead then. I mean, I take your point about, you know, decades of economic decline not being turned around in the 9 months that Donald Trump has been president. But let's look ahead to the end of a first Trump term or the end of a second Trump term in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think things might look like?
You know, I'll tell you, it's tough to look. I mean, I got to be honest, so some of the things that I see are encouraging, like renegotiating NAFTA. The problem is how does it become renegotiated? We have a lot of problems internally in the United States with corporations picking up and leaving communities in their wake and moving to other states at taxpayers' expenses. But at the same time, you know, when you talk about renegotiating NAFTA, if you can strike a deal that's actually beneficial to working class people rather than the current NAFTA agreement we have that only benefits the wealthy and the corporations, I think that's a good thing.
I don't know if you've been following the news on the NAFTA renegotiations, but they're going rough and bumpy might be a decent way to describe it. Do you think we ought to just pull out of NAFTA? You think the president ought to just cancel it and we'll all go our own ways?
Yeah, you know, there's a benefit to free trade acts, and you know, there's always a downside to free trade acts. Part of the problem with pulling out of free trade acts is, you know, is the scramble that happens afterwards. You know, there's a lot of products and things in this nation we don't build anymore, we don't make anymore. So, you know, there's the fear that if you just totally drop out of a free trade act, that can cause a lot of jobs. We still do send a lot of products to Mexico, and we still send a lot of products to Canada. But, you know, the fact of the matter is it also needs to be negotiated fairly for everybody. And there's a lot of politics involved in how do you make it fair for everybody.
Scott Slauson, he's the president of UE Local 506. We got him in Erie, Pennsylvania. Scott, thanks a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate it.